This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush's veto of the omnibus voter registration bill was a poke in the eye of democracy itself. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's policy of government by veto is bad enough. But when he uses the veto to keep citizens from registering to vote and participating in elections, he's undermining democracy itself. That's what he did the other day with his irresponsible veto of the Motor Voter Bill. That's the good government measure to simplify and streamline voter registration by letting citizens register to vote when they apply for a driver's license, visit a local library, or stop at public places. Current voter registration requirements are notoriously unreasonable, Al. They discourage citizens from voting by making it too difficult to register. There's no excuse for a presidential veto like that. What are you Republicans afraid of, Al? That people who register to vote will vote for Bill Clinton?
Well, that's why you wanted it, isn't it? Ted, for a lawyer who never practiced law, you're sure having a tough time with cause and effect. The cold fact is, states that switched to motor voter on their own actually saw voting decline. Repubs call the bill auto fraudo. Ted, I hate to burst your radiant bubble, but no bill can make people vote. Registration doesn't stop folks. They're staying away because they keep seeing the same real duds on the ballot. Ted, this measure is one other attempt for liberals like you to impose your goofy ideas on state and local governments who don't want your favors. It creates a national voting system. Did it ever occur to you that Republicans and Democrats at the state level don't want anything to do with this? At tens of millions of dollars in some states, you can't blame them. Ted, this must be your grand idea of deficit relief. Keep right on spending, but leave the states stuck with the tab, par for the course. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on why Bill Clinton's record on health care is enough to make all Americans feel sick. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.